We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Alrighty then.
Hey-o. Episode 10, TNA Drinks Podcast.
Why, yes, we're on episode 10 of the TNA Drinks
Podcast. Yes.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Podcast.
Do you have your shit on the shingle or shit on the stick? Something?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Elf on a shelf.
There we go. Yes, I got them out. They're all waiting for Santa, telling Santa how good my kids are.
Really?
Good to go.
You don't move them, right?
I do move them every night.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why were you making fun of me that I...
Who was making fun of you?
You.
When?
Then. Yes.
Then when?
Yes, then.
And
how?
You also have
over there.
Snoopy's cock. Snoopy's hawk.
What are you thinking of, Alex? Wow. Even though Tommy put GIMP on his computer, that's me thinking about cock.
You got a what now?
I got an elf on the shelf, and my favorite team is the Seahawks, so we have a Seahawk elf on the shelf, which my daughter named Snoopy Hawk.
Very cool. Here we go.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about weird Japanese game shows.
Monkey Run.
Our favorite Christmas presents and our favorite Christmas traditions.
Here we go. Drink of the show. Drink of the show. Alex, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking Citra Crush Pale Ale. 6% alcohol by volume from Moonraker Brewery Company.
And where is Moonraker Brewery Company?
Auburn, California.
Auburn, California.
Couple
What's
hours
it taste
away.
Like, Alex?
Citrusy?
Let me try it.
Actually really tastes good.
Hey, does yours say blueberry?
Mine does say blueberry.
It's my...
It's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of good. I am drinking Blueberry Mosaic Milkshake by Moonraker Brewery. 7% alcohol, milkshake Indian pale ale. Let's give this a try, shall we? Nick, would you like to try before you open it?
I do not. Is it thick? Is it like a milkshake? What is it?
So, Alex, tell me what you told me about milkshake IPAs.
They have they put lactose sugar in it to make it like thick and malty like a milkshake.
So it's just like a milkshake.
To have the mouthfeel of a milkshake.
And I'm drinking Skittles. Brought to you by Marshawn Lynch.
Tell me, how do you like the blueberry mosaic milkshake?
It's pretty good. It's very hoppy, but not too hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Like my alter ego, not too hoppy. I like it. I could drink the rest of this. I'd have to sip it all day, though, because it really is hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having Starbursts, brought to you by...
Minis?
Brought to you by...
No, I'm having Skittles, brought to you by Marshawn Lynch.
Produced
every Sunday game day.
Made in Mexico.
Let's move on. Ooh, new music.
All right, so we're going on to weird Japanese game shows. I'll tell you how this came about. I was bored one day at work, and I saw this video about weird Japanese game shows. So I thought I'd show them to you guys. So this first one... Right.
Where's
here,
her arm?
Her arm's right there. It's pointing.
Oh.
So this one... requires the ladies to blow up a balloon.
What the? Now, what are they doing to blow up this balloon?
Well, it looks like they're riding a pump cowgirl style.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's getting used to it.
And then now, they have to take the balloon and pop it.
With what?
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Oh, So this one's gonna pop it by sitting on it. Oh. All right, this next one is... Oh, this one's... I don't understand this one. It's like... We got a lobster.
What is this guy?
And a crab.
Are they dueling?
And he's on a moped.
No, I think they're just trying to... Oh.
And
there he falls down.
And this is where it gets really weird. She is stuffing... She's stuffing garlic cloves in her mouth. And she has a tube and is now shooting it into the guy's mouth.
What are they wearing?
What is wrong with them?
Oh, this one's called testicular fortitude.
Vince, where are you?
So basically in this game, they have to say tongue twisters, and if they get it wrong, they get hit in the nards.
Ah. Jeez, some weird people.
All to get on TV. But they did him anyways.
All right, this show is called Candy Not Candy.
Oh, it's kind of explanatory.
They put different objects in their mouth, seeing if it's candy
and not candy.
Or not candy.
Wow.
He's in eating a shoe. Hey, it's candy!
That is shape of a shoe.
Oh, yeah, we saw this.
Oh, this?
Yeah,
there's
this one's weird.
Back and forth.
This is kind of like air hockey, but with a grasshopper. What is what?
Oh, they're putting a live crab in this guy's mouth. And they have to pass it from mouth to mouth.
It's like
mouth.
A glory hole train.
Wow, the host is like, you got to get up in that guy's mouth. Get that crab out of his mouth. Oh, now they're kissing.
Oh, it's a frog.
It's a frog?
It's a frog. I'm sorry. It's a frog.
So I think it was a crab. I think they were in a lot of pain.
Full on crab mouth. I mean,
frog mouth.
Hey, man, I think Miss Piggy's upset. She wanted Kermit in her mouth.
Oh, this one. They have a rubber band around their face, and they have to eat the marshmallow.
Oh, that dude, that looks like Tom Wong.
He has too many teeth, though. So then the next person is a little farther. Oh, this one. The lady has milk in her mouth, and you have to try and tickle her.
So she can spit the milk out?
Right.
In the dude's face.
In the dude's face.
This.
Do it. Do it. There you go. Looks like cottage cheese right now. Look at that.
It's like a reverse money shot.
Hey.
What? Are they robbing somebody?
They just put lederhosen on their face.
Oh my god.
It's a tug of war. This is amazing.
Beavis and Butthead. These are fat heads.
Oh, it's tug of war.
We should do this at work. Dude, these look like the big pillows.
Oh, is he gonna win?
Oh man, look at that guy.
The faces are so funny.
Like, what do you have to do? Sit down or hit the buzzer?
I think you have to hit the button.
With your head?
Yeah. There you go. He got it. He hit the thing. He won.
Wow. That was really entertaining.
Oh, yeah. This is called The Mummy Show.
All right. This is like
Mummy Shots.
Hidden Temple, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe
blindfold?
He has to go try and sit on the chair.
Blindfold
now.
Musical chairs. Classic.
Oh no.
Oh, this is you gotta make the old man laugh by making faces.
Really?
Yeah.
You should show him his face.
I know.
Where does that guy get the extra skin, man?
This is Thomas' faces from earlier today.
There he is.
Oh!
Oh, no. Hold on. We got two more I want to show you real quick. Okay.
What's up with that chick?
This one's called Karaoke Handjob. Hmm. The goal of the show is the guy who has to sing a song while a Asian lady...
The handjobist.
Handjobs him off. And he has to get through the whole song without making fireworks in his pants.
Ah.
No, he's out of the pants.
Without making fireworks, period.
Like I said, good thing she's wearing white. What was that guy? He looks like he's falling asleep.
So weird.
He's not even singing the song.
Yeah.
So is she the groupie or is he the groupie?
Uh-oh.
He's finishing it.
That's not fair. She's saying nasty crap in his ear, too.
She's like, imagine me naked.
This is... kicking.
All right. Oh, he's getting through the song, though.
Oh, he's helping.
He won!
Does she finish?
All right. Any of those shows you think would work in America?
The tug-of-war one.
The tug-of-war one was pretty funny. Yeah.
And same with the one with the scooter trying to get through without falling.
I think making the old
man laugh.
And
then throwing garlic in the guy's mouth?
I don't know. Well, not that part.
I think the old man trying to make him laugh.
Make the laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone know of any Japanese shows that were in Japan that came over?
Wipeout? A milk ninja,
Ninja Warrior, and then you guys heard of Hole in the Wall?
Yes.
Where you have to fit, there's a hole that comes towards you, and then you have to make the shape. You never seen Hole in the Wall?
Mm-mm.
Okay, really entertaining. Real
so the way it starts is you're at the end of this platform, and this wall, you have to make the shape to get through the wall, and then if you don't, you get pushed off into the water.
Like that.
Yep. That came over to America. Hole in the Wall.
Weird.
Yeah. Pretty interesting, though. Wouldn't you say, Alex, on the phone over there?
Yes.
Have you watched Hole in the Wall before?
Yes, I have.
Which one of those shows that I just showed you, not Hole in the Wall, but the other ones, would you want to be on?
The tug-of-war one.
You want to be on the tug-of-war
one? Stop lying, Alex. You want to be on the karaoke one.
Yeah. No. I want to be on karaoke handjob. That sounds like it would be interesting. I think that could work in America, though, but on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, yes.
How about you, Nick? Which one of those would you have gone on?
None.
No?
No.
Is there any American game shows you want to go on, like Jeopardy?
Wheel of Fortune.
You want to go on Wheel of Fortune?
Let's do it.
Who's the host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
Hello? Hello?
I hear you. Speak up.
What's the matter? You deaf?
Yeah, hey.
Oh, hey, yo.
So you the one who hit my car?
You bet you, and I'm going to hit you right in the face.
Well, you left your phone number on my windshield.
Well, you can stick that up your ass.
Listen, B, you scratched my fender and busted out my taillight.
Yeah, well, how about you jumping
yes,
in the bed off the...
Who's your insurance company, B?
Yeah, it's 123 Eat My Shit.
Yeah, don't lie to me.
I ain't lying, jackass.
Yo, stop yapping and listen.
Hey,
then why'd you leave a damn note?
There's a donkey. You
I'm
donkey
using
ass.
My patience.
Say that again.
Man, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I got your note right here in my own hand.
Your mom made that whole entire thing. What's the matter?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good t-shirt. 1, 2, eat my shit. Insurance.
1, 2, 3, eat my shit. All right, Alex. We are on to your segment that you picked out.
That was awesome.
Christmas tradition.
Christmas Eve. I usually go over to my family friend's house. We have dinner there. Open presents there. And then Christmas Day, during the morning, wake up, have breakfast. Open presents here, and then when I was little, since my parents were divorced, we usually go each one morning spend at my mom's house, and open then, presents, then my dad's, and then go to one of my grandparents' house.
Okay, I'm going to go over my Christmas, but I need a little music.
I feel like someone's going to jump out the wall.
On Christmas Eve, Tommy and his family go out to eat dinner to a fancy Italian restaurant. After dinner, they go back to their house and open presents. They have wonderful Christmas spirit, and then they leave. And then Tommy and his mom go to church, the one time of year that he steps foot in a Catholic church. Then Christmas morning arrives, with the wonderful non-snow that Northern California has. Maybe the glorious fog that rolls over the bay forms in. Because the Christmas morning has already been taken care of, he gets to sleep in till 10 in the morning. When he wakes up, he helps his parents get the house ready for the day. They open up the table for 20-odd people to come over and have Christmas dinner. For Christmas dinner, we have my aunt, my uncle, my other uncle, my cousins, and my brother. We all exchange gifts at that time, and then we have dinner. A very lovely dinner of ham and other items. And then they leave, and everyone goes to sleep. And they have a wonderful night. How about you, Nick? What is your Christmas tradition?
Yes, what is it?
As of now or when I was a kid?
You can start with back in the kid or now.
Just like me, I was all over the place at first.
I'll just do now. So what we do now is we decide whose house we go to, whoever is hosting this year. This year is going to be, I have no idea. But usually that night we have dinner, and then we play this game called White Elephant. Has anyone heard of White Elephant?
Yes, we played it in math class once.
So White Elephant is a game where people get a present, doesn't matter what it is. We go up to like $10, I believe.
Did you end up with the tampons?
No, I ended up with the... I brought in the PJ cups. Then you
I ended
it
up
back.
With that.
Yep.
You ended up with the tampons?
I ended up with his PGA cups.
Oh, okay.
No.
But there's a lot of fighting in the White Elephant game. It's kind of cool because someone robs this person, another person robs this one. They get a present. Someone wanted it. And I'm like, you can have it because I don't care. And then after that, we all go home and go to sleep and have the kids wake up and open presents.
Is there, for this White Elephant party, is there a gift limit? Like, every item has to be no more than $10.
Correct.
Okay. Has anyone broke it and bought an iPod? And then everyone on the iPod?
Negative.
Hmm. Like The Office.
In this family, there's not too many people who will just buy an iPad for or an iPod for White Elephant.
Okay. What is it usually? Like an ornament?
Whatever they have at the dollar store.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll get like a Nerf gun. That was a awesome game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Had a Nerf gun fight. Ooh, through the whole entire house.
I got the present you can get.
Let's do it.
The Apple network thing.
It's not a bad idea. What do you think?
You can walk in like King Ding Dong.
Alex, you think that's okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Bam!
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal it so I can have it back. I will do that. Okay. As long as it's okay with Alex, I won't get killed.
Well, Alex is going to kill you for other reasons.
Oh, well, okay. It doesn't matter. I'm not too worried about it because I'm going to die one day. That's
what are your guys' feeling on Christmas death?
Boy, ain't that the shits if you die on Christmas?
Grandma did. She got ran over by a reindeer walking home from my house on Christmas Eve.
Not my grandma.
I thought there was never no Santa, but that year I believed.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Preacher.
Nice. Nice.
What was that?
Preach it.
Preacher?
Preach it.
No, that's only on Christmas Eve.
Huh?
When you go to church.
Yeah, I do go.
Where does your dad go?
My dad stays home.
Oh, he's the smart one.
Yeah. I go one time a year, and every year my mom makes the same joke. When you walk in, make sure the place doesn't fall down.
Wouldn't it catch on fire?
I don't know. It's been flooded once.
Did you do that? Was it on Christmas Eve?
No, that was an act of God.
So, but your kid, or does Lotus? Like everything that she gets for Christmas?
For that day, yes.
For that day?
Yes, and then she wants something else the next day.
Ah.
So what are you thinking of getting your kids?
Not too sure right now.
Not sure?
We'll wait until the 24th.
Like, what is your kids into? Like,
my daughter's all over the place. You ever heard of The Descendants?
Yeah, that weird Disney show.
It's a Disney show of the kids of all the cartoon
villains and good guys.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I watched it with my niece.
What'd you think of it?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
Yeah.
So he really liked it.
I did.
You weren't dreaming of the little Cinderella, were you?
I've tried to watch Black Mass 3 times and I fell asleep each time. Johnny Depp, gangster movie. You saw it in theaters and liked it?
I did.
I saw
the
theaters.
Old man. The old man.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was a good movie. Yeah, Why'd you fall asleep?
The first time it was after we drank a gallon of beer at Hooters.
That makes sense.
The second time was because we drank a gallon of beer at Hooters.
That makes sense.
The
so the third time was you drank 2 gallons of beer at home.
No, the third time was I was at home and...
It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I have not stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning in a while.
Hmm.
The third time I fell asleep because it was a boring movie.
So you didn't like it?
No.
Okay. Well, you know.
I didn't like that movie. I didn't like Atomic Blonde.
Oh, Atomic Blonde sucked.
And I didn't like... Your thing's all cockeyed.
Yes.
You fell asleep from this cockeyed thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex, have you ever fell asleep at a strip club?
No.
Did you ever want to fall asleep at a strip club?
No. I almost got knocked out at a strip club from the stripper.
I have a question.
Would you slept on her pillows?
Yeah.
No, she really
Would you let her stick a toggle bolt up your butt?
No.
Everyone out there, we got to go find...
No,
the stripper was named Bailey...
No, toggle bolts.
Toggle bolts?
No, toggle...
We have a GoFundMe out there.
No.
We have a GoFundMe out there.
Tommy, tell us
if you
want to
see Alex go stick a toggle bolt up his butt...
Name it.
Go to 1-800-EAT-MY-SHIT. I forgot I could just turn your microphone off. That was an easy thing. I guess we got to the part of the podcast where I just derailed the whole conversation.
Yes.
Alex.
Don't pee in the pool.
Hey, he got it in.
In the pool, I'm glad.
I had another question for Alex, but then I just forgot.
Nothing about me sticking anything up my butt.
Bailey. Bailey. If the stripper was named Bailey.
That doesn't sound like a stripper's name, though.
I say, what if the stripper's name was Bailey?
And then he got a little closer and it was Mike Bailey.
Or Mike Verna. No, his dad got ran over by a reindeer.
No comment. No comment. No Cupid. No Donner. No Blitzen.
Haha. Merry Christmas to you.
Back to the subject. There we go. All right. Here we go.
Where does this come from?
Favorite Christmas gifts. Nick, this was your topic. What was your favorite Christmas gift you have ever gotten?
To stay home on Christmas Day.
When did that happen?
It was one time and it was great. It was awesome. Didn't have to worry about it. Wasn't stressed. Wasn't nothing. It just stayed home and watched basketball.
You were all by yourself?
No, I was with my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, who's now your wife?
Yes. It was awesome. We had Jack in the Box for dinner. It was awesome.
Jack in the Box was open on Christmas?
It is 24/7.
Not 24/7. I know when they're closed.
Wow.
I know for a fact that they're closed between Thanksgiving Day between 1 and 8. And then they open up at 9. So that all the people going out to buy stuff.
And that was Thanksgiving, right?
That is Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm talking about Christmas.
Well, I will let you know after I stop by there this Thanksgiving.
So you're waking up for Black Friday?
No. By the time the Cards Against Humanity game ends on Thanksgiving, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I am hungry. Again.
Can you get me something and take it home to me?
Yeah, it'd probably be still warm. I see you in like another 2 hours.
Nice.
Wow, okay, let's back to a Christmas topic. Okay. Here we go.
Just stay in home. No, honestly, I got this Washington Husky coat when I was about 13, 14 years old. Got it from Costco. That was about, holy cow, 25 years ago. It was a leather coat, Washington Huskies. It was beautiful, purple and gold.
That was your favorite Christmas present?
That was my favorite Christmas present.
Really?
Really.
That was the only thing? Was there other ones that you... How about from your... Was that from your childhood?
That was from the childhood, yes.
Okay. How about you? Favorite Christmas present from your childhood? And why, Alex? Well, okay. I know mine.
Okay,
I'll let you think a little bit more over there. My favorite Christmas present was a GameCube. My parents got it for me when it came out, And then for the next like month and a half, all my brother and I would do while I was off for that Christmas break would be he'd go to work, come home, and then play video games all night with me.
How long ago was that?
15, 20 years ago? 15 years ago? I think 15 years ago.
Holy cow.
That's why I loved the GameCube and I tried to re-erect mine. Resurrect.
You did? How...
Resurrect. I said erected. My favorite was the GameCube. Yes,
woo! GameCube.
And that's why I tried to make mine new twice to no success. But hopefully the Switch, Nintendo, will have support for it. How about you, Alex? What was your favorite Christmas present?
Nice.
I believe I got a PS2 Christmas.
You believe?
Yes.
I believe.
So I wasn't sure it was for my birthday or on Christmas, but I'm pretty sure it was Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but your birthday's in Christmas.
Yes.
You know what your favorite present should have been? The life. Honor of going to our best friend's wedding.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did it just for you on your day.
Yes. So it was the PlayStation 2.
There we go. Back to the subject.
And I like it because it was an awesome gift and always played it with my brother, my sister.
What game did you get? I got Mario Sunshine for my Nintendo.
I forgot which game. I think I got a whole bunch
and
of
Luigi's
games.
Mansion.
I got a whole bunch of Sprints games then because we knew the ESPN, I mean the EA Sprints guy.
Oh.
Then gave us a whole load of games.
This is off cue. But
hey, I've derailed this conversation
okay.
14 times.
Okay, so I have a question for both you guys. Casino anywhere in the world or any place that makes money. What's the most money you've ever won at one spot, and what did you do with that money?
I won a total of $500. Well, no. Over the course of a day, $500 at a casino, Red Hawk in Northern California.
What'd you play?
A slot machine.
You won $500.
All nice. I did was put a dollar in, and we were waiting for our table to get done, and my parents were like, why don't you go play for a little bit? I was like, okay, win, and then I brought back the little ticket that said $100, or $500.
What'd you do with that money?
I put it in my pocket and waited for the casino bus to leave.
What did you do with that money?
I don't remember.
Okay, Alex?
$1,800 on a slot machine in Tahoe.
That was a lot of fun. I was running around like a madman.
Yes.
I won that for you, too.
What did you do with that money?
You pressed the button the same time.
No, no. He was down to like, he only had 20 bucks left. And I was like, Alex, I have a feeling. Play that 20 bucks. The second to last roll, he hit the jackpot of 1800.
What did you do with that money?
We ran back to the hotel, put
well,
the money
well,
away.
Well, I thought, hey, I want some money for you. Why don't you take me to the Bunny Ranch? But hey, that was just me.
Nice.
But he was like, nah.
Now we got out of the casino, and right when we got back to the Bay Area, I put some in my safe, then put some in my bank account.
I also remember going to Best Buy before we went to the bank, but I don't remember what you bought.
Not an iPad.
I was there when he bought his iPad.
Yeah. I think I just bought a video game.
Cool.
WWE...
Power Slam.
Would have been out then.
No.
It would have been June, so...
I think some Uncharted thing. But
I went to a casino.
I just kept the money.
I went to the casino, and I was playing Spanish 21.
What
basically, all Spanish 21 is 21, except on the side, there's a spot to where you can put an extra chip on there, $5, $10, $20, $100 chip. And if you match the card as the dealer, if it's right on, like clubs, spades, hearts, diamonds, you get 10 times. But if it's not one of the things, but it's the same number, you get 3 times. I won $2,700 that day playing Spanish 21. Great.
Where was this at?
In Bremerton.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. The next day was the first day of spring. It was snowing. I bought the first Xbox. 2 games. Can't remember the 2 games' names, but I felt like I was a G.
Which Xbox? We got the Xbox?
The first Xbox.
OG Xbox?
The original gangster Xbox.
The big
the granddaddy
black one.
Themselves. Oh, yeah.
Big black and
the
green
big
one.
Yes, there's a paperweight now.
Okay.
Yes. But I felt like a G. 27. My brother kept on me. What are you up? I said, here, hold on to this for me. I gave him $500. Comes back a couple hours later. I said, here, hold on to this for me. Another $700. Comes back. I said, here, hold on to this. He goes, holy shit. I said, yeah, I know. I'm not going to stop now. Kept on going, kept on going, kept on going. I said, here, hold on to this. I'm going to play the rest of the Reds. Once the Reds were done, I was out.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And
that was before my playing poker days.
Got it. Playing poker days.
Mm-hmm.
Not a plane poker. I didn't know what that, like an airplane. I had a question, but then it went away.
That's probably good. What was your question, Tommy? Poker?
No. What were we talking about? Christmas gifts.
Christmas, yes.
Yes, you got a PS2. That's where we got off on that tangent.
Well, that's why I said, you know.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I want to make a complaint. I think the way that Xbox names their consoles are stupid. Because we got the Xbox, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, the Xbox One S, the Xbox One X.
Okay.
That's stupid. Do it like PlayStation. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4.
What about the iPhone?
And come out with the Slims.
Oh, yeah, the iPhone is stupid, too. Yeah. iPhone 8, iPhone 10. Where did 9 go?
iPhone 9's next.
Or is it? Or is it will be 11?
Or is it kind of like the hotel rooms once
just
they
gonna
go
be
through
iPhone
13?
19.
Well, they should just go iPhone.
Just like they changed it to
the
iPod.
Last iPhone.
Yeah.
Idiot of the month!
Alex! Who's your idiot of the month?
This customer that I was helping yesterday.
Name who?
Yeah.
There you go.
So I kept on, he handed me the money, right? He's like, oh, do you want me to pay with card instead? No. I figured out, oh, okay, I could just pay with card instead. No. I'm trying to set it up so you can pay with the cash that you handed me. And then kept on adding stuff more onto what he wanted to buy.
Ah.
And that's why I called him an idiot, because he had no clue what he was doing.
Nick, your idiot of the month.
My idiot of the month is the UCLA Bruins 3 freshmen who stole from China Louis Vuitton sunglasses. Not only did they steal the sunglasses, but they stole from 3 stores. In that country, you're supposed to spend 10 years in prison for anything you steal. All they got was house detention in a hotel room and President Trump telling them go home.
My idiot of the month is Vinny J. Mack.
Oh!
If you want to fight a midget, hit him in the balls, because if you do, he'll turn into 3 munchkins and run off into a forest.
Find your nuts, Vinny Mack.
Final thoughts with Teenage Drinks. Nick, final thoughts?
One dab will do ya, and don't pee in the pool.
Alex, final thoughts?
Merry Christmas, and have a good Happy New Year.
Tommy,
final thoughts?
2 girls are better than 1.
And on that note,
to the outro.
Do it.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at TNA Drinks. And our website, tnadrinks.com. And our YouTube channel, Drinking with TNA or TNA Drinks. And you can buy our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirt.com.